Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Sunday school class, and we welcome you to Sunday school. Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer for Sunday school.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, woman of God. Good morning. Yes,
good
praise
morning.
God.
Praise God. Father God, I come to you on today, oh God. Oh God, I ask you on today to just bless each and every one of us on this Sunday morning. Oh God, we come to you with the gratitude, with gratefulness unto you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for what you've done each and every day this week, oh God, even on today to this morning, oh God. Oh God, I come to you just lifting you up and thanking you for each and everything that you are doing. Oh God, it is a privilege to serve you and worship you on today, oh God. Oh God, cover each and every one, oh God, that might be calling in on today, oh God. Oh God, give us the grace to hear your word on today, oh God. Lord God, and we thank you for what you're about to do, oh God. And I bless your holy name. By the power and the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Latasha, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. Starting us off in opening us up in prayer. Amen. And so, beloved, today, amen, the scripture text that we're looking at in Sunday school, you know, you grab a hold of your Bibles, amen, because we're going to do some reading. The scripture text is coming from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. And so we go into Romans 6. I love Romans 6. Amen. Those are the scriptures that we read when we baptize in Jesus' name. Amen. And the thought today is dead to sin and alive in Christ. Amen. So if you're dead to something, amen, you don't answer it, you don't respond to it. Amen. And if you're alive to something, that's what you're moving in. That's what you're responding to. Amen. It's impossible to be dead to something and still answer it. Amen. And it doesn't mean that the sin nature is dead, but you are dead to it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. And so I believe that the young people term now is I'm over it now, or it's beneath me now. Amen. And that's how it should be concerning the impulses of the sin nature that want to drag
Amen.
Us back into the old life. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So I'm excited about this, amen. And remember, the power is in his finished work at the cross, amen. So your faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross is what releases the grace to make you dead to sin, amen, that
amen.
You no longer have to give into the impulses, amen. And so, beloved, amen. We want to live alive unto Christ. And so if you have it, Romans chapter 6, amen.
Amen.
We're going to start at verse 1 to go to verse 14. And so, Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you read from verse 1 through 7. And Minister Paris, I see that you're on. I'm going to ask that you read from verses 8 through 14. Amen. And
Amen.
So Sister Latasha is going to read Romans 6, verses 1 through 7. And Minister Paris is going to read Romans 6, verses 8 through 14. Amen. Sister Latasha, I release the line to you.
Amen. Verse 6 in Romans 6. What shall we say to all this? Are we to retain and sin in order that God's grace may multiply and overflow? Certainly not. Mm-hmm. How can we who die to sin live in it any longer? Are you ignorant of the fact that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too might live and behave in newness of life. For if we have become one with him by sharing a death like his, we shall also be one with him in sharing his resurrection. We know that our old nature self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our bodies, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil. that we might no longer be the slaves of sin. For when a man dies, he is set loose, delivered from the power of sin among men. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Minister Paris, 8 to 14.
But if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no more hath dominion over him. For the death that he died unto sin once. But the life that he liveth unto God. Even so reckon ye as also yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey the lust thereof. Neither present your members unto sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves unto God as alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, but under grace.
Amen. Amen. Yes, that's it. That's right. That's right. Respond to the word, Micah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, we thank you all for reading today. Beloved, these right here are powerful, powerful, powerful scriptures. And one of the things that stood out to me was when the woman of God read, amen, that we are not to get, lend our bodies, the members of our bodies. Listen, we can control our spirit. Our spirit can minister to our mind. Amen. Our mind, amen, ministers to everything concerning the body, every organ, every system, right? And then that right there is what controls our behavior. Amen. And so we have to get into that place where we allow for the spirit through the word and through prayer to minister to our spirit. Amen. When I say the spirit, I'm speaking of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because I like to be clear. Amen. And so he ministers to our spirit. Amen. The word of God that we read today is spirit and life. It is ministering and giving us direction. And our spirit ministers to our mind. And our mind flushes it out. Amen. Throughout us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so I thank God for this word and for this lesson. And so in last week's lesson, Paul discussed justification by faith in Christ, and that was last week, amen, that it was through Christ's finished work at the cross and in his resurrection are we justified, amen, amen. That means that we have being justified by Christ. 1 minute, let me just continue to read. In the verses that follow, Paul compared Adam to Christ. He represented Adam and Christ as representative of figures for humanity. Their acts determine the destiny of all who are related to them. Adam's act of disobedience brought sin and death to all humanity, right? And so this tells us that we were not sinners because of something that we did, amen? Listen, when Adam disobeyed God, he had no offspring. And so when Adam died, everything in him died. Amen. We were in him. My generations are in me. The reason why I choose life, when I stand before God and I choose life with everything that is within me, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand. I am not standing before Christ just for myself. When I praise him with everything that is within me. I love this scripture in the Bible. Amen. That says that when you choose life, let me find the scripture, beloved. Amen. It says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to see that. Amen. Because the choices that we make and our behavior and the way that we live life. Remember, children don't do what you say. They do what they see you do. Set before life and death. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to find this scripture because I want to be able to share it with you. Amen. Praise God. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19. And it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, Amen. So heaven and earth is paying attention to us. The people in the earth and the host in heaven, they're watching us. Amen. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. They're taking record that I have set before you life and death. This is every day that we rise, every day that we get to choose. Who are you going to serve? Life and death, blessings and curses. When we choose life, we choose blessings. When we choose death, we choose curses. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, and then he tells us, therefore choose life, that both you and thy seed may live. Amen?
Uh-huh.
And so when we choose life, we're not just choosing life for us, because we become a living example, a living epistle. Amen? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And the way that we live life, amen, also shows our children how to live mm-hmm. life, how they should respond to adversity, diversity, what should they do when hardship comes. And so if you have a praying spirit, amen, and you turn to God and to the word, your children mm-hmm. will recognize that, and that is mm-hmm. what they will do. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, in all that we do, we are setting examples. Amen. Well, in everything that we do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Not only are our children watching, but the host in heaven. This thing is being recorded. They're taking record against us. Listen, it is not just enough to choose life today. You have to choose life every day. Amen. Until you leave here and you're absent in this body and you're going on home to glory. Amen. Or until Jesus comes. Amen. We have to keep believing on Christ and his finished work at the cross until the very end. Amen. And so, beloved, I just want to reiterate this, that you are not sinners because of something that you did. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity because of what Adam did. Adam disobeyed God, and that spiritual death transferred everything in Adam died. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. And so our behavior is the fruit of the sin and the death that has taken place. Amen. Listen, we just acting this thing out, because this is all that we can do is act out, amen, what we know or what we can. Amen. But, beloved, this is why a child, when you have children, amen, you tell the child don't do this, the child wants to do that. Why? Because disobedience is already in him or her. Amen. You have to teach the child how to do right. That's why amen. The Bible says, amen. This is why the Bible tells us to train up the child in the way that they should go. Amen. So what the Bible wants you to do is train your children up. Train them up. Give them the word. Teach them the way of the Lord. Amen. Sit down and teach them. Read the word with them. Amen. They're paying attention. Amen. God has given you children that you may be a steward. I have spiritual children and sons, daughters and sons, that I may be a steward, training them up in the way of God. Amen. And just like I'm a spiritual mother, those of you that are that are physical mothers and fathers, you have a duty to do. Amen. Hallelujah. You owe it to the children to teach them the way of God. Teach them Bible scriptures. Pull up the children's Bible and begin to teach them. Amen. And at a level that they can understand, pray with them. Let them see you praying. Amen. Because they want to copy what you do anyway.
Amen.
I remember, amen, my grandchildren, they used to come to the services. Amen. And I was babysitting them, and we was in the Pepperidge Roadhouse, amen, and Messiah laid hands on Malia, amen. Messiah just laid hands on her, and Malia fell out in the spirit and didn't move. I said, Messiah, what did you do? He said, Mama, I got power like you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so the kids will do what they see you do. Amen. Hallelujah. Malia, amen, I would have her pray for me, and when she would lay hands on me, I would go up in the spirit and just start screaming hallelujah, amen. And I remember there was a time, and my daughter gave me this testimony, that amen, there was something that she wanted from her father, amen, and she knew that when she laid hands on you, that joy was going to come. You was going to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, something. So she believed she had the power. So her dad did not do what she wanted him to do, and she said she went to touch him, but she took her hand back and said, no hallelujah for you. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. So this tells me that the kids are paying attention. Hey, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. If you walking in the spirit and in power, that's how they're going to walk in the spirit and in power. Amen? Because the children are copycats. Amen? Now, this doesn't mean that when they get older that they may come into some things, but the Bible says that he's able to finish the work that he started. Amen? Hallelujah. God is able to finish the work that he started. Amen?
Glory to the name.
And so we can rest assured in that. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, amen, the things that we do is very important because everybody is watching. People are watching that you do not believe that is watching. Amen. I was once in Queens, amen, on Rockaway Boulevard. I believe that was the name of the boulevard in Queens. And there was a woman that was, she was high out of her mind. And she was just, and she was pregnant. And I looked at her, and I got out the car, and I went over there, and I gave her the word of the Lord. And what God told me to tell her was, don't worry about your other children. God said that he had them, but he wants you to take care of the one that you're pregnant with now. And I tell you, those words blew her high. She grabbed a hold of me, and she was crying on my shoulder. And I couldn't do nothing but embrace her and hold her. Amen. And there was a woman that was standing in the doorway. She said, when that woman hugged you, you didn't flinch. You didn't make a face. She said, what church do you go to? She said, because you for real. You the truth. Amen. Beloved, people are watching that you do not believe that is watching. So the way you respond to adversity, the way you deal with things, amen, hallelujah. Just the other day, I was saying, man, I done turned my cheek. Twice, I done gave up my shirt and my cloak. I don't have nothing else to give up, amen, but only by the grace of God, only by the grace of God, amen, hallelujah. Beloved, we can do this by God's grace. We can walk in love, amen, that those that know not love can learn how to love, amen.
Amen.
And so I said that to say that you're not sinners because of something that you did. We do sinful acts because we were born dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Dead and stinking in our sin. Amen. So Adam's act of disobedience brought sin and death to all humanity. Amen. That's what we believe. The origination of sin through Adam. Amen. Did anyone want to know what you believe? You didn't become a sinner because of what you did. You was born that way. Amen. Hallelujah. So when people say I was born with these tendencies, we were born with all kinds of things. Amen. Hallelujah. Certain things manifest in different people. Certain things are working through different family lines. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, we were broke born. We was born broken and dead in sin. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, faith in Christ, is able to deliver you from every tendency, every act, every mindset. He's able to do it. And so this is what this lesson is speaking of. Yes, there's one time when we was dead, but now we alive to Christ. So we cannot keep living like we dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's time to wake up to Christ. Amen. Yes. It's time to walk in the power of grace, in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, yes, there's going to be desires. Amen. Hallelujah, my God. But sometimes you just have to bear down and turn to the Word. Turn your face to the wall. Begin to speak to God. Begin to glorify Him. Listen, I have this desire, but I know that you gave me authority over that. Amen. Yeah. This person just pissed me off and I want to smack them. But God, I know you gave me authority over that. Amen. It is my liberty to smack them if I want to. Because I'm free. Amen. But I choose not to. Amen. It's my liberty to put my foot in your throat. But I choose not to, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because I choose to live a life that is alive to Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I used to be a child of war. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Vengeance used to be mine. But now that
Lord,
I know Christ, vengeance is the Lord. I live life by another way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Praise God, praise God, beloved, it's time to come unto Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time that being alive unto Christ shows in your deeds. It's time that it shows in your conversation. It's time that love, hallelujah, my God, that the Holy Spirit has flooded in your heart. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to walk out, talk out. Amen. Live out this love. Act like you know him. Amen. But the Bible teaches us that God is love. God is love. I was listening to, you know, I had just, it took me some years to purchase the plaque for my father's burial. And every time I go into doing things that concerning my dad, amen, I remember him and he sang, I'm telling you, Daddy sang Coming and Going. Amen. That's how you knew him. Amen. That's how you knew that he was present because he was singing. Amen. And so they sang old school R&B songs. So I was on an R&B flow. Amen. Hallelujah. Just remembering my father. Amen. But and then there was this one song that sang, It Takes a Fool to Learn That Love Don't Love Nobody. Amen. And I said, the devil is a lie because God is love. And he demonstrated his love. Amen. This is why we have to be mindful of what it is that we're listening to. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Because we know love. They gave up his only begotten son. Amen. Hallelujah. We know love to be a friend that died for a friend. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. And so we have to be mindful of, I wanted to remember Daddy. Amen. And I was reminiscing, praise God. But
praise
that thing
God.
Just woke me up. Amen. I said, I can't listen to this foolishness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because this thing is trying to take me down another road. Amen. Because I know love that does love everybody. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory God. You got to be careful what music you listen to that fills, that begin to fill your body. Amen. And your spirit. Why? Because and then you'll begin to act that stuff out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you may be high in the spirit, then you wind up down because you think love don't love nobody. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God knows how to snap you right back into place. Yeah, that's your earthly father. Amen. But I'm your spiritual daddy. I'm your Abba. I'm your Abba. I'm your Abba. I'm love. I'm love. Hallelujah. And I've loved you beyond measure. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. I love you so much I came down. I love you so much I came down and paid your sin. That's how much I loved you, hallelujah. Glory
Jesus,
to God's
name.
Beloved, we have to have a heart of gratitude for what it is
amen.
That God has done.
Amen.
And out of our
amen.
Demonstration of loving him,
Lord,
we
want
to walk in obedience unto
amen.
His word. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because love has loved us right. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus,
and beloved, sometimes we will encounter people that don't know love like we know it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But it's for you. It's for
amen.
You not to give them what they're giving you. It's for you to take them someplace in the spirit. It's
amen.
For you to demonstrate love
amen.
At a higher status.
Ooh,
amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible says don't cast your pearls amongst the swine. Beloved,
yes.
You gotta be mindful. Amen.
Jesus.
That don't mean you let the enemy trample all over you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because people get to choose once they experience this kind of love whether they want to partake in this fellowship. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if
amen.
You want to keep fellowshipping with the devil, amen, hallelujah, that's your business.
That's your
amen,
choice.
Hallelujah. That's right. Because the Bible says, I call heaven and earth to be a record against you, whether you choose life or death or blessings and curses. So, beloved, you are ushering in a new era. amen, in the lives of the people that you know, amen, in the life of your husband, your wives, your children,
yes,
friends, amen, hallelujah. I remember when God had, when Minister Parrish was carrying Micah, amen, hallelujah, Micah came forth with a word in the womb, amen. We knew the glory of God was upon Micah. Why? Because the Holy Ghost wouldn't leave Minister Parrish alone, amen. And I remember when she preached, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, it brought in all the community at CSCC where people was outside the door, amen, praise God. And then one of her friends, I believe it was Sister Malaysia, said, now, what is it don't you do? You preach too? Amen. Listen, when whoever God says that you are, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. I'm here to encourage you. Sometimes God has not unlocked that thing in you. You're still discovering the divine you. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Amen. This is why we have to stay close to the cross. Amen. This is why we have to stay in step and stride with the Spirit. Because there's things that we don't know that God wants to unlock in us and use us for his glory. Amen. And it will blow the mind of the onlookers. Amen. Hallelujah. And the only thing that you can say is that this thing is not me, but by the grace of God. I got to give him the glory. Hallelujah. Because I wasn't born preaching. Amen. It may have been established in me before the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah. But I did not know until the fullness of time has come. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, God desires to use you for his glory. He desires to use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to get through this thing. Amen. It says, Christ's obedience brings salvation to all who believe. So by the first Adam we died, and Christ is the last Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember what the Bible says concerning Adam. Someone pull up, amen, Genesis 5 and 2. Amen. See, because Adam, the he-man was called Adam, and the she-man was called Adam too. God called them both Adam. Amen? Jesus. Christ that came, he's the last Adam. Amen, hallelujah. Because once our faith is in him, amen, it's just going to be one new man, and that's the Christ. Amen, he's the last. There ain't going to be no other Adam after him, amen? We are Adam, the offspring of Adam and Adam, the he-man and the she-man, and that's Adam and Eve, amen, hallelujah. We are their offspring, amen, and so we are born of Adam, and this death that Christ died at the cross of Calvary is for his offspring. It's for Adam and Eve and their offspring, amen. So what does Genesis 5 and 2 say? Now, I know that Adam called her Eve because he knew that he would be delivered through her. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Listen, there's so much power that God put in the woman birthing. Amen. Birthing out something. There's so much power, so much deliverance, so much joy. Amen. Anybody have Genesis 5 and 2? Beloved, use your phones, use your phone Bible, whatever you got to use. Amen. This is, listen, we want to speak back to God. What does it say?
One moment. Goodness, that one. 5 and 2. Okay.
You have it.
It says, he created the male and female and blessed them and named them both Adam, man, at the time they were created.
What did he
That's
name them? What did he
Adam,
name them both?
He named,
Adam.
Yeah,
he
Adam.
Named the male and the female, God named the male and the female Adam. Amen. But
Amen.
When God prophesied concerning how Eve will be saved through childbearing, Adam called her name Eve. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God called them both Adam. The he-man and the she-man is Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. And so Because Adam sinned, amen, both of the Adam sinned, amen, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, they sinned and they were one because they were married. She was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, amen. They sinned, amen, and so sin transferred to all humanity. But Christ's obedience brings Christ's obedience brings salvation to all who believe. And that belief is on Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross. Amen. That's his crucifixion, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Beloved, it's important not to leave out the resurrection, because through the resurrection, that's what gives us the power to live life alive to Christ. Amen. We need that resurrection. Amen. The resurrection is a very important part, amen, of the gospel message. The power of Christ's obedience overcomes Adam's act of disobedience. Amen? The power of Christ's obedience. See, in Christ, you have power over the act of Adam's disobedience and all of that stuff that it brings. Death, you know, the sin nature. We have power over that in Christ, praise God. Amen? And, beloved, we want to start walking in power. Amen? Listen. We were seated in Christ in baptism, amen, hallelujah, but when he resurrected, we was raised in power, amen, hallelujah, raised in power, hallelujah, amen. You are not weak because Christ has all power in heaven and in earth, so we're not weak, amen, hallelujah. We're not weak to the flesh. We're not weak to the sinful desire. We're not weak to that anymore because God gave us power, amen, in Christ. And so you have to learn how to walk out and demonstrate it. It doesn't mean that these things is not going to be calling your name. If you know the enemy knows what you like, it doesn't mean that there won't be a struggle. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you submit to Christ, if you submit to the Spirit, if you submit to the Word, amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes I have to tell myself, I will not turn aside from the word of God. I will not turn aside because that enemy wants me to do things. Amen. But I will not. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself like you encourage yourself. Huh?
Yeah.
The members of my body, these eyes, these hands, these feet, we not doing it. We ain't going there. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes Asia Sadie says to me, she says, "Mom, who you talking to and what you talking about?" That's right. I got to talk to that flesh. Get down in the name of Jesus. Come under the subjection of the Spirit. Amen. Even sometimes my own thoughts, because those thoughts will take you places. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to pull everything up under the subjection of the Spirit. You need the Holy Ghost at work in the Lord hands of your mind.
Amen.
Beloved, the struggle is real. The struggle is real. Amen. This struggle is real. Hallelujah.
It's real.
Amen.
We have power in the Spirit who subdues the flesh. Listen, the Spirit has this thing under control, but you have to yield to the Spirit. You have to yield to the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a time when I would have been quick to throw something. Amen. You say something that you shouldn't have said. Amen. Here it comes. Boom. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God I've been delivered. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God that I got control over my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for a transformed mind, my God. That the way I used to respond to adversity. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm not saying that I still don't struggle with some things. Amen. But the power in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The things that I used to do, I just don't do those things no more. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And beloved, this is how we know that we are living alive to Christ. Keep pressing for the mark of God that is the high calling that is Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right. Talk back to God.
Hey,
this word is coming forth with upward.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory
to your name.
Listen, we're still in the very beginning of this thing. Amen. In this week's lesson, Paul builds upon that discussion. Amen. He discusses freedom from the power of sin. It is not enough to be declared righteous by God. Christians should not practice sin. Our righteous standing with God should lead to righteous living. Amen. If you believe that you have right standing with God, then you should have righteous living. Amen. The work that was done on the inside is going to spill out in your conversation. Why? Because your mouth speaks the abundance of your heart.
Your
if right standing is in your heart, your mouth is going to speak it. It's going to sound like it. Amen. There was a time in Eden when God and Adam had a certain dialect. How do I know that? Because when Adam began to speak language like I'm naked, God said, how do you know you're naked? You know, who have you been speaking to? Have you eaten of that fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that I told you not to take of? Amen. Listen, Satan is that tree. Amen. Listen, beloved, we ain't got to eat of him. We ain't got to listen to him. We ain't got to give in to his foolishness. Amen. Tell the devil he a liar. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, let us look at the facts for today. Amen. To study Paul's teaching that Christians are to be dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Amen. And so, beloved, when you rise in the morning, that's what you need to know. I'm dead to sin. You ought to declare it over your life. I'm dead to sin. The sin nature does not reign. This does not mean that you won't struggle, but in your struggle, you need to give yourself over to the word. You need to submit unto God and resist the devil. And the Bible says that he will flee. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have to know the difference between the sin nature and the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the fallen flesh is in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the enemy will try to speak to that. Amen. That's why you have to be mindful of conversations. Amen.
Yes.
There's certain conversations I can't have. Amen. Hallelujah. There's certain conversations that, listen, I can have it if I want to because it's my liberty too, but I know that it ain't the season for it. Amen. Listen,
Amen.
God put me in the front seat because I like to drive. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Amen.
My God. Listen, don't show me your nice car because I'm going to want you to transfer that title. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's how I am. Amen. I like to possess it. I like to own it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I like to make it do what it do. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I got to be mindful because if it's not my season for that, amen, I ain't trying to play around with that. Let's not discuss that because this is not even a season for that. You start discussing that, it's all in your mind, it's in your spirit, and now you want to act it out? No, thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This is not my season for that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the season comes, I'm going to know what to do with it. But now
Amen.
It's just not the season. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus.
And so, beloved, the principle is to understand that Christ delivers us from the power of sin in our lives. Amen. And so listen, Christ did a perfect work at the cross. Amen. We know that that work was so perfect that he said it is finished. That work was so perfect that the veil that was on the physical tabernacle, amen, rented. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it rented from bottom to top. Amen.
Is
that how it rented from bottom to top? Amen. Hallelujah. We know that that work was so perfect that when they put him in the grave, that he went down to Sheol, and when he touched down to Sheol, that the saints that was dead, they seen them walking in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus,
Amen.
My God. That's how we know
Lord,
that that
Lord.
Work was so perfect.
Yeah,
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Glory
and so, beloved,
Amen.
You have to believe
Amen.
It in your heart. You have to believe it in your
Amen.
Heart. Amen. And understand, amen, that Christ delivers us from the
amen.
Power, amen,
yes.
of sin in our lives. So when
yes.
sin begins to speak to you, you got to let sin know, oh, no, I am over that. Amen,
right.
hallelujah.
Amen.
I have been delivered
amen.
From that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't even have the right. Sometimes you just got to give it the hand and turn the other way and don't even say nothing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to give it the hand and just break out in a praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Turn your head, give it the hand, and begin to dance. Hallelujah. Because you know that you got the victory. I got victory over you already. Amen. Hallelujah. I got the liberty to go there, but because I love God, I choose not. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Let them know
amen.
That this love is for real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This ain't no lip service type of love. This is some real low down love. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This love is deep down in my soul and in my spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
My God, this love makes me want to obey. Hallelujah. This
amen.
Love that he put in my heart, amen, when he circumcised it, amen, when he gave me a new heart. This heart is full of the love and the creativity of God. Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, your heart ain't nothing but a bag of words, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why your mouth speaks the issues of your heart, amen. When you in pain, it comes out of your mouth, amen. Amen, hallelujah. If you're hurt, it's going to come up out of your mouth. If there's something's going on, it's coming up out of your mouth, praise God, amen. You don't want nobody to know your heart, shut your mouth. Because the moment you open up your mouth, they're going to know just what's in your heart. And hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes people don't know you're a fool until you open up your mouth. Amen. They don't know the wisdom that you have until you open up your mouth. There you go, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
About
that. Amen. Praise God. Hey, Kerebo Sun did it. This is Sunday school, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. The application is to live free from the bondage of sin and active obedience to God. And so we have to apply it. We got the facts. We got the principle. But now it's time to walk it out. We just can't be hearers of this word. We got to be doing. Amen. It has to become a part of our life. Amen. Listen, we got to be, hallelujah. We got to be Christ indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Not just Christ in deed, amen, but Christ in our deeds. We need to be Christ in our deeds. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to live a life like Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Amen. Speak like Christ. I know that my language and my dialect has changed. Amen. There's still some things that God is working on in me because I am a work in progress. Amen. But there is so much that has changed. So I have so many reasons to give him glory. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. My cousin Christina liked to say that when Apostle was in the world, amen, she was in the world, running in the world, amen, hallelujah, having a good old time, amen. But when she began to run from God, amen, it was no going back to the world. She's been running. She ran from that point, and she's been running ever since. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, people are watching you. People are watching you. Heaven and earth is bearing witness against you. They want to know if you're going to draw back and lap up the bondage, or they want to know if you're going to press forward and run on in the Lord. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let us be a good example. Amen. Let us be a good example. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. This one time I went with a friend, amen, and she was a pastor. Amen. And she was going through a little something. I went with her to take care of her business. And then me, her, and her sister went out to eat. Amen. And they ordered some wine. Amen. Well, first of all, I don't drink. Amen. And so I guess maybe she didn't know that. But then because I said, no, I'll just have a water with lemon. And she says, oh, you can have a little wine. And then she looked at me and she said, well, you ain't going to stop me from drinking. I said, I didn't even say nothing to you. You know, but the Holy Spirit was dealing with me right there. The Holy Spirit said unto me, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. See, because we could be influenced. We could be influenced. Amen. And, beloved, listen, when I cook certain dishes, I do cook with a dry white wine. Amen. When I make certain fishes and stuff like that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, but we have to be mindful.
Amen.
There you go. But we have to be mindful.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. So me making that stand, amen, I didn't know at the time, but it came all out of her mouth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She felt some kind of way that she was drinking alone. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to partake in that. And if you feeling convicted because I'm not going to do it, then so be it. Amen. Then so be it. Be convicted. Amen. Because if it's all right with you and you believe that it's all right to do that, you shouldn't care nothing about, you know, my sin. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit told me not to touch it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy. Listen, I need to be a sober-minded. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Beloved, when I was in the world and I used to party, hallelujah, I didn't have to drink to party.
All
I didn't
right
have to get high to party. I was the party. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And now that I'm in Christ, I'm going to stay sober-minded. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm going to still have a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Because I didn't stop partying. I just changed partners.
Change
now
partners.
Because I'm rejoicing. That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Don't mean you can't have a good time.
Go ahead on. Hallelujah.
Beloved, we can turn up in Christ. We can turn up.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't got to be no sourpuss. Amen. I must say that when God set me apart, I got real strange and real crazy, and I stopped a whole bunch of things. Even my dress changed. One of my best friends, she was watching from afar. Amen. Because we hadn't spoken in a while, and she said to me just yesterday, she said, yeah, I was saying, why is she dressing like that and looking like that? She ain't got to dress like that and look like that. But I'm telling you something, beloved.
That's
when you're running for the Lord, you just want to please him. Amen.
Things
are getting strange and crazy. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And I ran into another pastor friend of mine because, you know, I used to get real cute, amen, with my little outfits, amen. And so she looked at me. Boy, I had my dress all the way down and my turtleneck going. She looked at me, and she said, Asia, and she bust out laughing, amen. Listen, things get strange for Christ sometimes.
Yes,
you know, Christ wants to know that you're going to obey him. And he may not take you through the same path that he took me through, amen. But there were things that in my heart that I knew that I needed to give up, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
It could have been because of vanity. It could have been because these are things that I cherished and God wanted to be first, amen. So it's no different than, amen, it's no different than Abraham giving up Isaac, amen.
Yes.
Now I know that you love me. Now I know that you love me.
That's
now
right.
I know that you love me, amen,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes,
so, beloved, we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Yes.
The very leading of the Spirit, amen, praise God.
Yes.
Amen, I thought it was strange when my mother got saved and she gave away her furs and her jewelry and everything. But I know that love for God because I didn't give up my fur, beloved, praise God, hallelujah. But I did give up my jewelry, praise God.
Yeah.
But I thank God for my daughter and the kid because she was right there to snatch it. She says, no, Mom, I'm going to take it. I'm going to hold on to it for you, amen. And so just the other day, amen, she was saying to me, Mom, do you want your jewelry back? I said, no, Mommy's fine, amen, hallelujah.
Amen,
because I really had some nice trinkets. I love jewelry. I love my diamonds. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I just thank God for the new desire, for the new appetite. And it does, there you go. It doesn't mean that you can't look good for Jesus. You can look good. But you know what? That's right. But, beloved, it has to be with the right mindset. Amen. It has to be with the right motive. And I believe that maybe my motives wasn't right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God know how to set the motive right. He know how to break you, tame you, and train you that the Holy Ghost can ride you. Amen. Because you can't be no wild stallion. The Holy Spirit ain't going to be going bumpity, bumpity, bump. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants to be in control. He wants to take the reins. Amen. So however it is that the Holy Spirit is teaching you, training you, breaking you, and taming you, let him have his way. Amen?
That's right.
And, beloved, it took all that in my life for me to live alive in Christ. It took all of that. It took all of that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It took it took all of that. It took me opening up my house to the church.
My
it took all of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it took all night prayer every Friday night. It took all of that. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey,
amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, he's not finished. He's not finished. Hallelujah. He's not finished. Hallelujah. Just the other day, I was meditating before God, and I asked God, Lord, if there's anything in my heart against anybody. Amen. Lord, please change that. Amen.
Yes,
I want to forgive. I forgive. But now I need your grace to make it possible.
Yes,
I asked him to right every wrong. I asked him every injustice that have been done to me. Amen. I ask that you give me justice and let me be satisfied with your justice. No way to get justice. Amen. Because if we're not careful, if we're not careful, we're going to want to revenge ourselves. Amen. If we're not careful, sometimes in our behavior, we act out certain things in a certain way. Amen. Because we're hurt. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But beloved, God is able to even heal you of that. Amen.
In the name of
Jesus. He's able to heal you of it all. Hallelujah. All you got to do is hold on. Hold on to Christ. And so, and this is how we live alive to Christ. Amen. We don't respond like we used to. Amen. We don't live like we used to.
No.
We don't talk like we used to. We don't lay like we used to. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a new life. It's a new mindset. Hallelujah. You a new creature, a new creation. You're no longer a living soul, but a spiritual being. And so, beloved, it's time to be dead to sin. So what I hear the Spirit saying is that there's something else that you can die to. Somebody about to sing an old Negro spiritual. Amen. I hear it coming on. Amen. So, hallelujah. It's time for us to be dead to sin. There's something else that you can die to, is what I'm hearing the Spirit say. Because God wants to take you to a new level in Christ. Amen. And listen, whenever Christ is on the scene, whenever there is revival, something has to die. Something has to die. Something has to die. Hallelujah.
But it's free.
It doesn't. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes, so we want you to be excited about your Christian journey. Get excited, Kuriyange Rebosa. Hallelujah. God is taking us someplace in the Spirit. Deeper depths and higher heights in Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And so it's 12:55, beloved. Before we close out, amen. What I want to give you these principles, amen. These practical points for you to remember. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you for being alive to Christ today. See, because the redeemed of the Lord have to say so. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Since Jesus died for our sins, believing in him frees us from slavery to sin. Amen. So believing in Christ, he died for our sins. Our faith in Christ, that is the way. That is the only way. There is only one name in which we will know salvation. That name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We have new life through Christ, resurrection. And so I told you the resurrection is a very important part of the gospel message. Yeah, because the old man was crucified with Christ. That's our identity. We identify with that, right? The old man died, amen, and you're not going to respond to something that is dead, amen. Though I put a plaque, even though I want to put a marker on my father's grave, I don't talk to the dead. I'm not into necromancy, amen. I do reminisce and remember him in life, but I don't talk to the dead. I don't go to the graveyard and begin to talk. Because if something talks back to you, that's a demon. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's called necromancy. So you have to be careful about speaking to the dead. Amen. Hallelujah.
The dead buried.
We have, and we talk to Christ because he ain't dead. He's alive. Amen.
Live.
Hallelujah. We talk to Christ because he ain't dead. He's alive. The Bible tells us that he has risen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have new life through Christ's resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. And believers are freed from sin's domination through sharing in Christ's death. Amen. And so we have to identify in that death. We have to identify in the burial. And so the old man, that sin nature, is entombed.
Amen.
Amen. Like Lazarus was in the tomb, is entombed. And then we identify with his resurrection, because when he raised himself to new life and our faith is in him, we rise up with him. a new creature, amen. A new creation, and new life. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't amen. Come up out of the grave walking and talking the same. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
New
amen.
Creature, new creation. Amen.
Amen.
The death of our old nature allows us to live free from sin. Amen. The death of our old nature allows us to live free from sin.
Yes.
So your nature should stay dead, beloved. Don't wake it up and don't let it get up. Don't let it get
Amen.
Up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sin has no power over those who
Yes.
choose life in Christ. Amen. So sin may try to make you think it has power. Amen. But you need to let it know you lost your power. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Grace of God gives us access to eternal life through Jesus. Amen. So everything is coming through the Christ. Beloved, the only fight that you should be fighting is that good fight of faith. Everything is coming through the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask that Minister Jacqueline Harris close us out in prayer from Sunday school. Beloved, we're going to log back on. It's 12:58. We're going to log back on in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Amen.
Amen.
Logging back on for spirit and truth worship. Amen.
Amen.
Woman of God, I release the line to you that you could close us out.
Praise God. We thank God for everyone that's on the line, to everyone and every word that was said and done, Lord God. We thank you for the word this morning because it was
Hallelujah.
An awakening word right now in the Right. name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name. Lord God, we're looking forward for
Hallelujah.
Another word from God in a few minutes. I thank you and I praise you for everyone in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Beloved, let us go in peace and serve the Lord. We're going to see you in 5 minutes, amen. 5 minutes.
Amen.
Praise God.